The U.S. Supreme Court cleared the way Monday for death row prisoners to continue being executed by lethal injection. It's a case that's been watched in Utah, where the use of firing squads is a backup method of execution. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
The court majority cited a Utah firing squad case from the 1800s in its 5-4 decision. Assistant Utah Attorney General Thomas Brunker says the ruling means less legal wrangling over death penalty methods.
Having that requirement that they have to identify an alternative method will largely shut down that litigation.
Utah has 8 people on death row. 3 have asked to die by firing squad. Utah lawmakers anticipated trouble with lethal injection drugs even before the ruling, and they recently passed legislation to expand the option of firing squads. Representative Paul Ray sponsored that bill, and he said Monday that even with the court's ruling on lethal injection, more states are already thinking about adding the firing squad to their options.
I think that lethal injection, as we know it, is gone.
Ray says execution drugs have become harder to obtain from European manufacturers as well as American pharmaceutical companies.
The most efficient way, and if you want to call it humane, to me is the firing squad, because the time of death is about 5 seconds versus anywhere from 10 to 30 minutes with a lethal injection, even when it's working right.
Ray says he agrees with Justice Breyer, who said in his dissenting opinion that it's a good time to begin a broader discussion about the death penalty. Judy Faze, KUER News.